Amid the stars in the sky, humanity expands and thrives as it pushes back the boundaries of the universe. From the luxury of the core systems to the harsh worlds of the frontier, men still fight. Some fight for survival or greed. Some fight for a flag and others for retribution. But across the lonely darkness, they all share one aim: to be elite.
Escape Velocity, an Elite Dangerous audio adventure serial written and produced by Christopher Jarvis. Episode 6, Valiance.
The other ship just rammed them.
Their survivors pack one hell of a punch.
Are they down?
According to the scanner, the Viper is drifting. It's powerless.
And the Constrictor? Camilla?
It's a big wreck, but... no. There's a hole punched right through it.
Any Remlock alarms?
No. Anybody on board must be dead by now. There's a single escape pod in the wreckage.
Not our problem. Let's get out of here. Let's go and find your father.
Respond.
Agent 39? Is that you?
You're alive, and I'll thank you not to call me 39.
I used to call you Dallas. That's right.
I couldn't get in contact with your ship. I flew up here in my Viper and searched the battle wreck. Your flight recorder was being difficult, to say the least.
What happened?
It looks like you rammed Camilla's ship. Smashed it to pieces.
I am your dark shadow.
That's right. You tried to fulfill your purpose. It's exciting. How do you feel?
What do you mean, tried?
Camilla got away. Records indicate there was an escape pod that got cargo scooped by a local trader. Minutes after that, the ship left the system. I'd be prepared to take a good guess what happened.
I have to go after her.
What about May? What about recovering the prototype?
She'll have to wait. You don't know what it's like, Dallas. Now that I've seen my guiding light, I have to share my darkness.
Spoken like a true believer.
All I'm saying is, if you could just drop me off at the nearest starport, I'd be very appreciative.
Nothing doing. Those creeps were after May for some reason. The first priority is getting her back to her father.
You've changed your tune. I thought you wanted to get away from all of us for a quiet life.
That's as maybe, but those guys gave me chills. Whatever they want May for, it isn't going to be good.
How so?
I don't know. I think they wanted to kill her.
How can you be sure of that?
They didn't want the other feds to know what they were doing. If they were officially working for the Federation, they could have swung some sort of prisoner transport. They wanted me to hand her over on the sly. That doesn't sound right.
What doesn't sound right?
The final of the women's interplanetary wrestling. They're using 25% less Lavian grub lube. I think they're making it too easy.
Huh. Gross. So, Thane, are we there yet?
We're in the system and heading towards the 11th planet, but I'm not convinced we're going to find anything.
I hope you're right about your father being able to help us, sweetheart. We're taking a hell of a risk coming to this system.
What's wrong with Phasis? It's my home.
It's also the home of the Imperial Navy. Not people I want to be meeting today, thank you. If you were heading to one of the inner planets, I'd already be loading myself into the airlock.
What exactly does your father do, May?
I told you, he's an Imperial Senator. I'm not sure about his actual job. He tours around the systems in a big destroyer, delivering speeches.
Well, that might explain a few things. There's nothing at the 11th planet. No orbital stations, no gas platforms. I am getting a large mass register, though.
That'll be my father's ship. I'm from Topaz originally, but I feel like I've lived half my life on that ship.
And you want us to just fly up to an Imperial destroyer?
It'll be fine. Once I give my father's name, we'll get docking clearance and I can sort all of this out.
Tobias Havelock, eh? Can't say I've heard of him.
You're from the sticks. You haven't heard of anyone. I think I've heard of him. Can't quite remember where, though.
Incoming communication.
Open a channel.
Welcome, visitors, to the IND Valiants. Your ship has been cleared for docking in Bay 1. Please fly carefully along the central boulevard and follow the disembarkation instructions.
That was strangely easy.
I told you, it's not used for fighting. It's my father's diplomatic figurehead.
Let's hope they don't have diplomatic defences.
Where are you, you son of a spacer? Oh, the IND Valiants. Going on a little trip down memory lane, are we? Don't think you can hide from me in there, Thane. I'm coming for you.
Imperial Navy Destroyer Valiants. Please be aware that photography is not permitted.
Oh, it's cold here. Witching cold.
So where is everybody?
I was just thinking that. Something's coming.
It's just a service robot.
Greetings, visitors, and welcome to the IND Valiants. Do you require any beverages? Can I take your litter?
May?
I'd like an ice crush, please. Pineapple.
I'm sorry. Drink stocks are currently offline. Can I help you with anything else?
Robot, where is everybody?
I'm sorry, but I'm not programmed to service that request. Can I help you with anything else?
We're looking for somebody.
Service personnel locations can be accessed via the wall plates. If you would like a tour, please request a guide drone from the wall terminal.
Well, he was a lot of use.
Computer, show me the current location for Senator Tobias Havelock.
Senator Havelock is in the hydroponic park, Deck 4. Would you like a tour drone?
Yes, please.
Drone stock depleted.
So something else is out of stock.
Please follow the courtesy green arrows I have illuminated for you on the deck floor.
Is it me, or does this place feel like a ghost ship?
There's something else on here. According to the displays, the ship's engines are offline and the orbit is decaying. The Valiant is slowly falling into the planet below.
Oh no, I have to warn Father. How long have we got?
About 6 years. It's a pretty slow decay.
What is going on here?
Look, my father will explain everything.
He'd better, kid.
Come on. Come on, he's this way.
Now, this is a very nice hydroponic park. I've been thinking I should add a self-sustaining thing like this to my underground complex. It'd brighten it right up.
Yeah, it's nice, but what's the Senator doing hiding away in a park on an abandoned destroyer?
He should be right here. Oh.
It's just a statue.
Ugh, computers. I asked it for my father and it directed me to a statue of him instead. What's that?
Motion-activated system. Look out!
Welcome to the IND Valiant Memorial Garden, planted in honour of Imperial Senator Tobias Havelock. Born in 3140, he served the Empire diligently until his death in 3216.
What?
Senator Havelock was a champion of the Imperial way of life, staunch proponent of military strategy, and advocate of the Enhancement Program, a bill that ensures all Imperial troops are more combat effective than their counterparts in the Federation or independent worlds. His is a tragic loss to the Empire, and one which is remembered here on the IND Valiants for all to consider and reflect as they enjoy this beautiful park.
This is an epitaph ship.
He must have been a big noise to get a ship like this as his headstone.
May, what is it?
It's a prank. a stupid prank. My father isn't dead.
Well, that's great. How can you be sure?
Look at the date, silly. 3216. One of his staff must be playing a joke. He'll be very angry. My father doesn't have much of a sense of humour.
What's wrong with the date?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, of course.
I'm pretty sure it has.
Oh, don't be stupid.
May, what year do you think it is?
Come on, it's the first year of the new century, isn't it? 3200.
Oh dear.
May, the year is 3248, and your father has been dead for over 30 years.
But that's impossible.
And you're only, what, 14, 15?
But I remember living with him in our home on Topaz only last year. What does this mean?
That isn't the question. The question is, kid, where have you been for the last 50 years?
No. The question is, how much of you can I cut off before you lose consciousness?
Camilla, you survived.
Oh, I find a purpose keeps a girl alive. And now I'm going to make you pay for double-crossing me.
How many times? I wasn't trying to double-cross you. Your robots got destroyed in battle, and I was trying to replace them so I could make good on the shipment.
You opened them?
Well, I had to know what to replace.
And they weren't robots anyway, just life support systems for a person.
Oh, Kerlik, you idiot.
So you took a good look at them, huh? Good job, I'm going to kill you all anyway, then. You know, do you never consider that the inside of a person's shipment is private? It's very rude. The inside of a shipping container is like the inside of a girl's heart. Which is funny, because now I'm going to open up the inside of your heart. Who's there?
I'm here for you, Alpha 23.
Where are you? I can't see you.
That's because I'm a shadow. I'm your shadow. You are the light, and you cannot see me because I am your darkness.
What are you, some kind of religious nut? Leave me alone so I can torture and kill these three in peace and quiet. Ah! Oh, my gun! You shot it out of my hand! Oh, my hand is gone! You blew off my hand! Do you have any idea how much it costs to get a new one grown?
And Thane and May as well. How convenient. You should have given her up, Thane.
I didn't like your face.
You didn't tell me about this.
And you, the prototype. It's such a shame you don't know what you are.
What?
But then, I'm almost envious of the journey of discovery that is ahead of you.
You're not going to kill me?
I was. Until I met her.
Me? What did I do?
From the moment I heard your voice, I knew my purpose. My soul was filled with a longing to meet with you and join with you.
Okay, kinky. But shooting my hand off isn't a way to impress a girl.
What are you doing?
Finishing a job the Imperial Navy started. They were supposed to get rid of this ship, but it looks like the engines dropped offline. Now I need to get rid of all this evidence, so I'm going to restart the engines and drop this ship into the gas giant below.
Why did the Navy want to get rid of my father's ship?
Because Daddy was an embarrassment. Imagine that. The Empire sets up a huge orbital testimony to the great Senator, and the Federation intelligence let slip to them what he was really up to. They couldn't get rid of this floating hall of shame quickly enough.
My father was a traitor.
Oh, that doesn't even begin to do justice to describe our father.
Our?
That's right, my dear, sweet, beautiful sister.
Sister? And that's why you won't kill me?
No, I won't kill you because I want you to feel this purpose that I feel in the presence of Alpha 23, my own personal guiding light.
I'm a what now?
You are everything to me, Camilla. You are my beginning and my end. You are my light. I must touch you, that I may share my darkness with you.
Hey, what are you doing? Get off me! Stop touching me!
Genetic identity confirmed. Subject is Alpha 23.
Activating weapon.
There's some kind of gas coming out of her mouth.
Oh, help! Help me! Help!
Oh my God!
Help!
That is disgusting. She's melting.
They're both melting. Oh, quick, let's get out of here before that gas reaches us.
But...
no time! Run!
What's happening?
Lorand started up the engines again. The ship is resuming its course back into the gas giant.
Well, how long have we got?
Not long enough to stand here and work it out. We have to get back to my ship, as fast as we can.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Come on, May!
I don't understand. What does it mean? Who am I?
This isn't the time for that, May. We have to go.
What's the point?
The point is we have to live. Survive first, questions later. That's how it works out here. Come on.
Okay.
Which way?
Bay one was... this way, I think.
Should we try to grab Camilla or Lorand's ship?
We need to grab whatever ship we get to first. I don't think we've got time to be choosing.
Right you are.
Space! It sounds like the planet's coming in on us.
It's just the hull buckling. Don't worry, we won't crash. It's more likely that the bucket will crack and we'll be sucked down into space before that.
You're a real comfort, thanks.
Or maybe the pressure of the gas drive will crush us.
Yeah, great. Come on, May. We've got to keep moving. Shaking. I input the wrong code.
Bay 1 access. Please confirm identity. Welcome back, Commander Thane.
Let's go. Kerlek, can you take May down to the cargo bay? She's barely conscious. I need you to secure her so she doesn't get hurt.
Right.
Come on, faster. God, it's falling into the planet. Made it. We got away.
Great.
Are you okay? Did I ever tell you why I called my ship Escape Velocity?
No.
I grew up on a frontier system. The dream out there is to work hard and make more living space in the universe. We all dream of taking our own little dust ball of a planet and turning it into a New Caledonia or Capitol or even Earth. But somewhere along the line, that dream never reaches orbit. You struggle away, trading goods, breaking asteroids, trying to stay alive amid the pirates, the greedy corporations, dirty cops. One day, I was watching a Panther Clipper take off, and I thought about the amount of power that ship had to have just to break free of the gravity of the planet below. And I thought about my life. I knew that I didn't have the power or will to generate enough escape velocity to leave my old life behind. Something or someone would always drag me back down to ground. Until one day, I decided that if I let go of the things I already had, I could maybe make a new life in the core, where I believed things would be better on my own. I'm not saying my idea was right. But I am saying that where I've come from and the things I've done are only a prelude to my life ahead. Maybe my past does define who I am, but it doesn't limit what I can be if I just choose to break free of it.
I don't even know where I've come from.
We can figure that out. if it's what you want.
Just leave me alone.
We have to run. It's the only option.
Run where exactly?
To the frontier.
I told you I can't go back there. There's a price on my head.
I'm not exactly a free man there either. I'm as unhappy about this as you are.
Where do you think we should go? We could head out to the Eastern Rim.
I don't want to risk travelling further into Imperial space, and we'd have to go through that to get to the Eastern Frontier. If I had the choice, I'd rather go somewhere I may still have some allies.
I'm all out of allies in the independent systems.
I have some I left behind. I can take you to my home, and there may be people who can protect you and me.
What about you?
I seem to have enemies in the Federation, the Empire, and the Independents now. Maybe I can find someone who can forge me a new identity. Or maybe once you and May are safe, I can lease a mining rig and disappear beyond the frontier.
It's a long trip.
And we can't make it in just this ship, not as it's currently configured. The life support systems are already under strain with three of us on board.
So?
So we trade. We sneak into systems we can land without getting arrested. We take on deliveries and trade runs as best we can and try and upgrade the ship.
We'll be taking a big risk.
We're out of risk-free options, I think.
What about her?
I don't know. Since the statue, she just... The life seems to have gone out of her. She's just sat in the cargo bay, staring out at the stars.
Listening.
No, stop.
You have to concentrate, May.
I don't want to listen.
You have to finish your lessons.
May? May? May?
Get out of my head!
In the final episode of Escape Velocity, Amy Timms played May, Christopher Jarvis Thane, Rebecca Keeves Lorand, and Liam McCauley Dallas. Janet Westwood Wilson played Camilla, Alan Wales played Kerlek, and Jane Beswarick played the Valiant's computer, with Anthony Wilkes as the service robot. Escape Velocity is a work of fan fiction, written and produced by Christopher Jarvis, with additional music by Alan Stroud, and is a Radio Theatre Workshop production for laveradio.com. Elite Dangerous is copyright Frontier Developments. To find out more, please visit escapevelocity.laveradio.com.